Welcome, everybody, to this CADFN's second annual LGBTQ plus History Month broadcast with me and Emma, who's back.
I'm back again.
We also have a very, very special guest in the studio with us. I mean, I don't know if she really needs an introduction. I mean, that's a really cliche thing to say, but I think, you know, hey, I've tried my best to write one for you. We are joined by a true juggernaut of British entertainment, a comedian, a broadcaster, presenter, writer, and an OBE holder to boot, which you find at the time. I'm, of course, talking about the wonderful Sandy Toksvig. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
But I'm thrilled with being a juggernaut. I see myself as more of a small delivery cart.
But our first question, our first proper question, pertains to your election to the Q Plus Fellowship at Christ College.
Yeah.
And you know, your bi-fellowship at various colleges. What first drew you to return to Cambridge? And can you tell us a bit more about what your Q Plus Fellowship involves?
Okay, so I had never heard of it, and I didn't apply for it. This is what I recommend in life, don't apply for anything. Just see what happens. I was astonished by just being that visible, how many, not just students, but members of staff. And I don't mean lecturers, I mean ever from all walks of life, felt that it was safe to come out. And we had our very first ever LGBT dinner at Christ. They'd never had one before. And this young man, I don't think I'll ever forget it, he was built like a sort of rugby player. He looked enormous. And he came up to me and he said, Sandy, tonight is the first night I felt safe. And he just didn't look like somebody who needed protecting. Yeah. So I think it's been wonderful for me, and I hope for the community, to have somebody who's out and proud and wandering about and going, I'm here if you want to talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, I can say from personal experience, you know, before coming to university, I've never been able to be so quite out and proud with being queer before coming here. And like, it's genuinely people like you having such a public presence, especially in this university, which is often considered to be, you know, rather raw and posh, you know. It's genuinely made such a huge difference to my time at university.
Just seeing other people in general, but especially in sort of more recognised positions, it's just, we see other people being themselves, existing out there.
Yeah.
And it sort of emboldens you as well to want to be that for somebody else.
I'm giving a talk this afternoon, which is about how algorithms are all skewed towards misogyny and racism, which is the providing the AI information that we're receiving on a daily basis.
Concerning.
Yeah, it is really concerning, Lenny, and we need to wake up, all of us, and pay attention. So apart from making jokes for a living, I also have a deeply serious call, which is when I get a chance to speak, I try and speak out on these things, just in case somebody else goes, oh, okay, maybe we ought to join forces and do something about it.
Wow, that was. I'm gonna keep getting emotional. I need to stop. It's fine.
No, Dad, never stop being emotional. It's a marvelous thing. You have empathy.
It would not be my first time crying on air on Cam FM in my 3 years. I just need. I don't care. It's fine.
Tap into your female side.
Your long-standing career in the public eye has really driven forward, as we've been saying, public awareness of LGBTQ plus rights. And you have been very outspoken in your activism. Are there any other LGBTQ plus activists, researchers, or otherwise you wanted to shine a light on? Maybe someone who hasn't had quite the same level of exposure?
I mean, there's lots and lots. My wife is a psychotherapist, and there are enormous mental health needs in terms of provision specifically for the queer community. She's a trustee now in a new charity. We are, sadly, as a group, we are oversubscribed for mental health services. And that's not because we're all crazy. It's because of societal pressure and cultural pressure. And then there isn't enough service available. So these are those people, those unsung heroes and heroines who are working daily at the coalface of mental health. If I've got to do the dishwasher, boring, Texas Hold'em.
Oh my God, I was listening to the Jolene cover.
Also great, isn't it? Darling, only at the beginning.
I was walking past Maudlin, and I was just like striding. So I was like, Dolly's in my ears. I was smiling ear to ear. It's so.
You tell what fan I am of the album, because I do know everything.
Yeah, no, I hadn't probably listened to it until after the Grammys, because I was such a huge fan of Renaissance, and I can't, like, I found it really hard to kind of let that go and move into this new sound. But like, she's Beyonce at the end of the day.
Honestly, American Beyonce. I mean, they're, yeah. Crazy, crazy good.
So good. I don't think I do it justice in the shower when I'm bellowing it at the top of my lungs.
How about you doing it justice now?
Anyway, it was lovely to see you.
Nice to see you. I was going to do another thing, but
no, anyway. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay up.